All right, so we're at Microsoft Sound Lab, and this is a little area within Microsoft where they support all the Microsoft Game Studio sounds that go into games. And we're going to talk to Mike Caviezel here, and he's going to show us a little bit about this. All right, so I'm in a very quiet room here with Mike. And Mike, tell me who you are and what you do here.
Well, I'm Mike Caviezel. I am the audio production director for MGS Sound Lab. Basically, we're a multi-room recording facility. That's sort of the audio arm of Microsoft Game Studios.
And so I found this group when I needed some sound for a game that I was working on. And what types of things do you do here normally?
Well, normally we are kind of one-stop shopping for basically anything involving sound for games. If you need sounds recorded, if you need sounds implemented, if you've got, basically if you need music, if you need voiceover, if any sort of audio component of a game, we can handle here. So we're a facility that's been sort of custom-built by Microsoft to be able to handle sound for games.
And so you do all kinds of sounds, like Foley type stuff. Do
We
you come
do.
up with your own sounds? That
We do. We do. We try to
always sounds like fun.
Yeah, we try to record our own stuff whenever possible. And yeah, we're set up. We've got a couple of, as you'll see a little bit later, we've got a couple of recording rooms set up for that are, they're messy because they have tons and tons of Foley
Sure.
props in them. It's
Yeah.
set up a lot like a Hollywood studio.
And what types of games have been done here?
We've basically touched pretty much every first-party MGS title that's been put out in the last, 8 or 9 years,
So
basically.
Halo, I mean, there's a ton of them
Yeah,
there.
Halo, Forza, Alan Wake, any of the Fable games, like the list just goes on and on and on. Basically, if MGS, first party publishes it, we've touched it.
And your favorite type of game to do sound for?
Well, personally, because my background is that I worked for Turn 10 making the Forza games,
Yeah.
I really like racing games. So being able to record really loud, obnoxious race cars, and then,
Sure.
some of my favorite sessions have been the ones where we get to go out in the desert and smash up cars and
Nice.
record everything for that.
Awesome.
We've gotten to do some pretty outrageous stuff. We've got a, you know, we have a gun recording session coming up for another game.
I'll be there.
Yeah, it was,
Awesome.
yeah, we get to do all kinds of, we've been recording planes lately for
Yeah.
another game. We've recorded, tigers and stuff here. We've recorded, we do a lot of field recording. We try to, we do a lot of in-house recording as well. Yeah, the gig is just pretty cool in
And are
general.
the driving games easier? Because what do you have? Squeal, some
Driving
engine
game,
noise.
driving games, driving games are tougher.
Yeah, they're
Driving games have a lot going on in them. And it's important to
you
get
can't
it
just
all
make
covered.
up weird sounds
Well,
with
especially a
driving
game
games. They
for,
have to
well,
sound
like the
real.
scope of, for instance, something like Forza, like it's a massive game.
Yeah.
It's got 500 cars in it, a bunch of different track environments. It's got all kinds of stuff happening in it. And so we have done sound for, we've helped do sound for all the Forza games so
And what
far.
is this room that we're in right now?
So this room is our theater. This is kind of our sort of flagship demonstration room where we can host a lot of different people here. We do everything from having sort of meetings and like little conferences and stuff in here to full on recording. We've got, patch panels set up in here so we can actually record in here, use this as a live room, if you will. And then we can also, a lot of what we do here is sometimes we just play games every once in a while. We'll come
Yeah.
in, we've got a really nice sound system set up in here,
Nice.
and we'll come in and we'll test and we'll mix in here. We'll just sit and we'll put up, other competitors' games. We'll listen to it and then we'll listen to stuff we're working on, make sure that we're still competitive, make sure that we're still state of the art. And yeah, this is just a good sort of comfortable room to be able to house a lot of people.
Awesome. And can you show us some of the other areas?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's go see.
Let's go.
All right, so I'm ready to bust out some Beyonce here in this room. Tell us about this area.
We're gonna have to let me lower the mic stand a
Yeah,
little
a
bit
little
there.
bit.
Yeah, right. No, so this is our main voiceover booth. As you can tell, it's pretty dead in here. We've built this basically to be the equivalent of a commercial recording studio. Sorry, commercial recording studio. And here we've done voiceover for all kinds of MGS games. We do a lot of the Halo Waypoint stuff here. We did some, we do some Forza stuff here. We do a lot of marketing materials for different games like trailers and stuff that you'll see at E3. We record the voices here. And basically we're set up just like a commercial studio would be, except that it's just accessible by Microsoft 24/7, kind of whenever we want it, which is a huge luxury. It's
Yeah,
great.
very nice.
Yeah.
All right, my favorite kind of area is a room that has a lot of buttons and knobs, and this one is the big payoff here. What are we looking at here?
Well, this is one of our control rooms. This is a room we call Mix 2, and it's primarily done for audio production. We've got a, you know, it sort of interfaces with our VO booth a bit. We're set up for surround sound in here. We do a lot of, from the big video screen here, we do a lot of post work as well. Audio for trailers, audios for cutscenes in games. And yeah, it's basically just set up as kind of a sort of a state-of-the-art editing room, if you will. And we have a sound designer that sort of camps out in here full time. And yeah, this is one of our working, just one of our working rooms that sees a lot of everyday usage.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And what do we have here?
So this is sort of our flagship control room. This is our Mix One room. We've got a big control surface in here. And this is our primary room for doing critical mixing and editing. This room is sort of available to any of our sound designers that want to use it. We don't have anybody in here that sort of camps out full time, but this room sees really heavy usage from guys wanting to get in and do lots of critical listening all the time. We've got a collection of outboard gear that you can see here. It's a bunch of processing for pretty much any audio task that you can think of. And this is sort of our big state of the art room. We're equipped for surround. We're 7.1 here. We do a lot of work for video with video in here as well. And pretty much if you're going to do the final mix pass at your game, you're going to mix your game in here.
Very nice. Yep. Very cool. All right, we're in a very cool room here. We've got a wrist rocket. We've got a chicken head. We've got a couple other cool things, a football helmet. What is this room?
So this is probably the most fun room that we have at this place. And yeah. This is our Foley room. This is sort of our main recording room. And this is where we do tons and tons of sound effects recording. And we can record music and dialogue in here as well. But the main purpose of this room is for sound effects recording. So, as you can see, we've got, chicken heads and drills and toys and props, and it's basically set up like a Hollywood-style Foley room.
Yeah.
Where, if we need to mock up footsteps, we have, down here, we have these pits. If you were to pull the cover off of, we have different material in here. That's some old, actually, analog tape that sounds really good for walking on leaves and grass. And, underneath all the tarps and blankets and in each of these buckets and stuff, we've got just tons and tons of basic noisemakers. This room is full of noisemakers. So whenever we get a call to go do some goofball sound effect, we think, okay, what would it be like if we took the sound of, a bat hitting like a little metal casing? And then if we took that sound and then pitched it down a couple of octaves, what does that sound like? Or what do we get if we smash some glass and then sort of grind it with our heel? And then if you pitch that up a little bit, will it sound like stars sparkling? That kind of stuff. So,
very cool. And the bottles of alcohol, are you using those for some Foley work, or are those just...
Those are props. Different bottles. Okay. Different bottles sound
whatever
differently.
You say. Awesome.
Yeah. Right. And different resonant properties.
Some ski boots over there too.
Yes. We've got quite a bit of stuff. We've got anything from football helmets to got a bit of sports equipment in here: football helmets, ski boots, baseball mitts, baseball bats. And then we just have all kinds of weird things that you look at and you go, what is this name? What does this goofy thing do?
Yeah.
And chances are it just sounds really cool if you put a microphone up really close to it and you manipulate it in some weird way that you hadn't thought of.
So when you're at home and you are just kind of, going through your kitchen, making your coffee in the morning, do you ever like knock two things together and think that's a perfect sound?
Oh, all the time. Yeah, you stumble across sounds.
You can't
all the time,
to
especially
any sound
especially if you're in your garage, and you hold a power tool up to something and it starts to buzz, makes your power tool buzz a little funny.
Yeah.
And you think, wow, that's great. What am I doing to make this motor sound really weird?
Yeah.
And we've done stuff like that where we'll be working on something and we think, stumble across a sound like that and we think, oh man, I've got this robot in this one game that I'm working on that would sound perfect for. So then we'll come in here and try to recreate it.
Awesome.
And we've made some pretty epic messes in this room with the, we had one session in here where all we did was break stuff all day long.
Nice.
Boards, concrete, slabs of concrete. We had all kinds of stuff in here. We've done some really, really fun sessions in this room. So
great. Well, thanks for showing us this today.
Absolutely, man. It's been very good. Thanks for coming down.